Hippie.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet.
That's some very encouraging news. Very encouraging.
Can you hear?
What?
I got some very encouraging and good news, and I'm holding my breath hoping it's not a joke. It's about Funny Talking, Matt.
Really?
Oh.
Yes. Light at the end of the tunnel.
Oh.
Tell you what. Such a great day.
I'm afraid
I'm Leon Redbone.
This rover.
And now for the thrill you've all been waiting for. Here is one of the most phenomenal acts in the history of show business.
Well, that's right. We are. Good call.
About time we get recognized.
It is about time.
Gold dust at my feet.
At my feet.
All sunny.
Yes, yes, by Leon Redbone.
Thank you, Leon.
You know what? It's a great... first of all, good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. It is... I love to be right. I think everybody does. Some people enjoy being right more than others. I'm one of those people. When my wife and I have a... Well, I'll give you an example. This morning, I have really good gaydar, is what they call it. I do. And we're watching a guy this morning, and there's going to be more about why he was on TV later, because it caused me to want to talk about something today. But he's written a book called Far From the Tree. You know the expression, the apple doesn't fall far from the tree? Meaning, you know, he's a lot like his dad or his mom, or she's a lot like her mom. And it looks like a fascinating book about how the kids of some people... don't necessarily become their parents, and 10 pages, and only 10 pages, but the most important part of the book to me, and what makes me maybe want to take a look at it, is he spent a lot of time with the parents of Dylan Klebold, that little monster that, with his buddy Eric Harris, killed those kids at Columbine.
Yeah.
And it's a case of the apple falling far, far, far from the tree. Because like Jeff Dahmer's dad, who I saw interviewed sitting alongside Jeff Dahmer in prison, fascinating interview, he said the Klebolds were wonderful people. I mean, just absolutely salt of the earth. There's nothing about these people that created that monster. And for anybody who wants, you're Klebold. Klebold, you know, your kid killed. That's something that we, I think most people have a tendency to do. I think it's in some ways a normal reaction. You know, if a kid gunned down my kid at school and I ran into that kid's parents, I think a lot of us would be tempted to go, what did you do to screw your kid up so badly? That's not necessarily the case. In fact, a lot of times it's not the case. It was really interesting listening to him. But while he was being interviewed, I just looked at him and I just said, gay. And my wife said, what? And I said, he's gay. She said, no. She said, no, you're wrong. She says, you know what? Sometimes you're wrong. I said, no, not usually, and I'm not wrong about this. You're gay. She said, well, for your information, you just walked in, and before you came in, I heard him mention his children. In the interview, and I said, well, I don't care. I said, he's gay. She says, well, you are wrong. And she was really, she raised her voice at me.
Wow.
Neil Patrick Harris is gay, and he has kids, twins.
I could tell you personal stuff about family members who are gay and have kids, but that's another story for another time when other people in the family who wouldn't be hurt, couldn't hear me talk about it, and that'll be down the road one day. But while she's standing there this morning, he says... you know, I know how hurtful the reactions of people and the emails and letters and what you hear people say about you can be when they don't know you. He said, as a gay man, and I looked at my wife and I went, aha! Aha! Gotcha! It's good. It feels good to be right, whether it's that or about a like I told you off the air. I told you guys who was going to win the election, didn't I?
Right.
And I was right. And it feels good to be right. Now, sometimes I'm wrong, and I like to be told when I'm wrong, because that's the only way you fix things that are broken. You know, I'm real big on grammar. I don't have perfect grammar, but I work pretty hard at it and have all of my life to not say things like, well, I seen you guys yesterday at the store, and how many times have you went there? You know, I try to avoid that stuff. And every once in a while is something that I don't realize I'm doing that's wrong. You remember yesterday Mike Evans jumped me about the word crookedest? I said, take a look at Kirstie Alley's teeth. Her bottom teeth are the crookedest teeth I've ever seen. Remember what he did?
Yep.
Crooked! What? Yeah. Crookedest?
Crooked.
What? There's no such word. What
Most
the hell?
Most crooked, right.
I sent Mr. Evans an email, and I copied and pasted the definition. I looked up crookedest, and I found dozens of excerpts and references of how it's been used in publications. Crookedest, it says, is an adjective. It is bent or twisted out of shape or place, such as of a smile, a mouth sloping down. And then it goes on to quote from books and novels and articles. There's a lawyer who wrote a brief, and he says in there, and the quote is, he was one of the crookedest gamblers anywhere on the Yukon, and I was so disappointed, and on and on and on and on. The crookedest street in San Francisco. So I wrote Mike back, and I got to tell you that Mike's response to me back was honorable. He didn't do the, well, I don't know where you got that information. You know what he said? He said, well, just another example of why I should have finished high school.
Wow.
So, and had there not been such a word, I'd like to have known about it, because I'd like to kick that out of my vocabulary. I told you guys, I used to say, till 10 years ago, I said spigot, water spigot.
Oh, right.
Oh, I did
most
too.
People,
I did
yeah.
too.
I didn't know it was
yeah.
spigot.
Right.
Spigot,
yeah.
spigot
yeah.
doesn't even sound right. Spigot. Another weird word. If you're learning English and you're from another country, good luck with the word, because I heard Cornbread before our show talking about after show cologne. What's it?
No,
name?
It's cologne.
Melvin.
How about this word? Cologne. C-O-L-O-G. It looks like cologne.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why didn't you spell it C-O-L-O-N-E? I know it's French or something or whatever. So, but that's got to be tough if you're coming to this country and you're learning English and you get the words like cologne. C-O-L-O-G-N-E. So there is a word. Do we have any Burke segment today?
No.
You know
well,
Laser
no,
slacker.
I'll mention what we're going to do tonight. It's kind of a cool thing. The theater that you go to out in Wildwood.
B&B.
B&B Theater. They are having a retro night, and I guess because of Thanksgiving coming up, they are showing Planes, Trains, and Automobiles tonight.
Beautiful.
So, yeah, we're going to go see that.
And is that the only Thanksgiving movie? It's the only one that I really know of.
I think
of.
So. I think we've talked
about
this. There's not really...
Oh, you know, well, it's not a Thanksgiving movie, but Scent of a Woman has a great scene where Colonel Frank Slade goes back
Hoo-ah!
To visit his brother for Thanksgiving. What a powerful scene that is. But it's not a Thanksgiving theme.
Right.
Planes, Trains, and Automobiles is literally all about trying to get home for Thanksgiving.
Yeah, and I don't think I saw that movie at the theater, so that'll be fun to see it on the big screen.
That movie's
I think
fun to see anywhere.
Yes. So, that's
the
plan.
That's a great theater. That'll be on the air here advertising with us.
Yeah.
You know what? If they
I
go out of
so.
Business, if they go out of business, the last day I'm going to go there and go, hey, could have saved you.
Maybe I'll talk to them tonight.
Talk to them
tonight.
What's the deal with their...
It's a great theater.
Is it just a small theater?
Yeah, 45 seats. Marquee.
Yeah, Marquee Suites. But I think there are two theaters that are like that, right? And then they have like eight other screens. It's a pretty big.
But they're still really
hidden. Like it's
and they're small. Even the regular ones are smaller than normal. And I kind of like that.
Yeah,
I don't know why, but I like it. The sound systems are great.
I'm gonna walk in tonight and say, who handles your advertising?
Who's the idiot?
Yeah.
That's probably not a good start.
No, I won't see it.
Not a good way to approach him.
Yeah.
Dan, do you have anything?
No, I do not.
Slacker. Well, the Burke segment officially closed. I'm going to read you this email. And then I got such a good response to the Getting to Know You segment yesterday, because I got to tell you, I enjoyed that. I think that if you listen to this show and you've listened for a while, it's kind of fun to get to hear from other people who listen and hear who they are. You know, we're kind of in this club together. And nice to meet your other club members, so to speak. But I want to read you
Oh, my goodness. Are you all right?
Sorry. No.
You're not all right?
Yeah, I am. Yeah.
Oh.
But I think like a lot of people, I had almost decided that maybe it was all over. Funny talking there. But I get this email from Nick. And Nick, forgive me if I mess up your last name. Nick Arrecadera. Or Arrecadera. Sorry, Nick. It's very brief. It's very brief, but here's what he says. Frank, I have been told this with good authority. I can only hope Funny Talkin' Man will be on today's show. I have heard Funny Talkin' Man is out. In other words, has been released.
Whoa. What?
He says no details have been given about his release. Stay tuned. Aim of the PM.
Wow.
Nick Arrecadera.
How does Nick know this?
That's my question. I don't know if Nick is involved in the kidnapping. I don't know if he is a law officer, some sort of an agent. I don't know if he was contacted by somebody who said, hey, I heard a funny talking sounding guy.
Did anyone pay any ransom? Weren't they wanting ransom for
him? I think not. Yeah. I don't think so. So apparently they just gave up. They got tired of waiting and they gave up. So, boy, that is good news.
Yeah, I'll say.
Yeah.
You know, I detected that sort of sarcastic. And, Pian, I know you don't mean. Yeah, I know you don't mean it that way.
No.
But it almost sounded like it's a joke to you that he was kidnapped.
No, not at all.
Okay, now that sounds sincere.
Kidnapping is no joke.
No. Thank you, Dan. You know what? Write that one down.
Okay.
Kidnapping is no joke.
Hope we get to hear from him soon.
Hang on a second.
What?
Wait, hang on. What? Are you kidding me? You've got to be kidding me. Now?
What's that?
I've just been told he's in the lobby.
Oh.
Funny talking to us. Get him a cold drink, get him a Coke or something, and we'll see if we got time to bring him in.
Yeah. He's in the lobby?
Yeah, he's out in the lobby.
Wow. Hope we can find the show's pretty book solid today. Hope we can find a couple minutes. To
we have calls, too.
We get a bunch of nice callers to talk to.
I hate you guys.
Wow.
Well, before we break, let's have a conversation with a couple of these callers.
Yeah.
What do you say now? Bruce, be ready to sing, if we need it, the Getting to Know You music, because if that's what this is about, we need, you know, that song to introduce each caller. Let's start with Steve. Hello, Steve. How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm AM in the PM.
Well, we appreciate that.
Hallelujah. Boy, you know, you're talking about trying to teach somebody English, and that is kind of a hard word, spigot, or cologne. But what about bologna?
Oh, my goodness. Another. Well, and here's the other thing. Bologna is spelled two different ways, like ketchup is. I've seen B-A-L-O-N-E-Y. And then I've seen that Bologna, that B-O-L-O-G-N-E, like cologne thing.
I think that's the name of the city in Italy. Is
what, Bologna?
I think it's spelled, B-O-L-O-G-N-A.
But I've seen Bologna spelled that way.
Oscar Mayer has a name. It's B-O-L-O-G-N-A. A great marketing jingle.
Oh, no, you're right. It is N-A, not E. It's Bologna. Yeah, and he's right. It's in the jingle. Buyer has a name, B-O-L-O-G-N-A.
Yeah, and it's a city in Italy.
Wow, good one,
right.
Steve.
What
that's
about
a good
Wednesday?
I'm sorry?
Wednesday.
Good one.
Another good
How about
one.
This? How about February?
Yeah, there you go.
Now, how tough would it have been when whoever it was goes, okay, we need names for these months. We have January. Let's make the next one February. And somebody goes, no, let's screw it up.
Brewery.
Let's make it February. How did that happen?
Hey, you guys have a great evening. Enjoying the show.
Steve, we enjoy you. Thank you for calling. And Jeff joins in. Hello, Jeff.
Hello, I'm AM in the PM.
Well, thank you. You know, I forgot to ask Steve if we could get to know him.
Oh, man.
I didn't get a little profile on Steve. Jeff, what can we do for you, or are you here so that we can get to know you?
No, I was just calling to give you another Thanksgiving movie, and I'll go fast so that, you know.
There's no hurry on this show. We have nothing to do. In fact, if you talked for an hour and a half, you'd be doing me a great favor. What's the movie?
Home for the Holidays with Holly Hunter and Robert Downey Jr.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think if
that's been out a while, hasn't it?
Yeah, it came out in the 90s, early 90s.
Yeah. Okay, that's a good one. And it's Thanksgiving, not Christmas, is the theme, right?
It is Thanksgiving, yes.
All right. Now, Jeff, can we take a moment to get to know you a little bit?
Oh, sure.
Okay, Bruce.
Getting to know you, getting to know all.
All right, we're
going to
get to know Jeff, one of our listeners. We don't know how many listeners we have. We never will because the rating system is such a disastrous joke. But, Jeff, let's start with this. How old are you, Jeff?
I am 43.
All right. And you married?
Yes.
To a man or a woman?
To a woman.
Well, you have to ask these days.
Well, yeah.
You do.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong either way.
How long? And you're 40 what again? I'm sorry?
43.
43. How long have you been married?
13 years.
How's that going?
Well, 13 years.
Ah! It's gone 13 years. That's a good answer.
Yeah, I'm guessing your wife doesn't listen.
No, she doesn't. No. Yeah, a friend of mine described it best. He said, 13 years and it's been like 13 minutes underwater.
Underwater.
Yeah, I would never, as a happily married man, I would never say anything like that. I did say something one time to a woman, and she thought it was just hilarious. She was really just smoking hot. And I just met her, and she said, "Are you married?" And I said, "Yeah, but I'm not a fanatic about it." And she just looked at me like, and then she laughed. Like, that was funny. I didn't want her to laugh. Did you ever have really good-looking women laugh at you, and you didn't want them to laugh at you? That's, it's hurtful. Do you have kids?
I do. I have three boys.
And how old are they?
They are 1, 5, and 8.
Oh, my goodness. You got,
wow.
You got your hands full.
How long have you been listening?
About 5 years.
And how did you find it?
Back when the Cardinals were on.
Oh.
Yeah. You guys don't have them anymore, do you?
We don't know. Do we have
it?
Hang on.
They still own half of us, but we don't air their games anymore.
They own 90% of the radio station, but they're so embarrassed by their station, they won't even run their games on here. They own a station, then they run it on another station. That's how embarrassed they are to have us. So, does your wife work?
She does.
And what does she do?
She teaches part-time.
You want a lot of teachers listen. Do you notice that?
Yeah, and a lot of this same early 40s age. We
a lot of 40s.
Yeah.
What do you do, Jeff?
I paint, and then I teach part-time in the evenings.
All right, paint houses or portraits?
I paint bathtubs and kitchen counters.
Wow, you paint. I don't know anybody paints bathtubs. I'm sure that's a spray deal.
Yeah, it's a resurfacing process.
So if people have a chipped, scratched up bathtub, you can make it look like new.
Right.
Do you work
right.
for yourself?
It's a family business.
Well, let's plug your family business. What's the name of the business?
Resurfacing Plus.
Resurfacing Plus. There you go, folks. You got what else do you do? Bathtubs, sinks, all porcelain stuff, or other things too?
No, we just do bathtubs and counters primarily, and primarily in apartment complexes.
Okay. Well, you know what? This is your reward for being AM and the PM. You get free commercial out of this.
Yeah.
Jeff, it's a pleasure to have you call. Thank you for listening.
It's been my pleasure. Thank
all
you.
Right. Yeah, he gets it. He's been here for 5 years. Blair, a name I've always liked. Hello, Blair.
Hey, Frank, how are you guys?
You were a woman. Blair is a man. It's one of those men, women, they like Pat or Joe.
Oh, this is Blair. I did a movie review for you over the summer.
I remember that.
Oh, okay. Well, Blair, are you calling so we can get to know you or something else?
Yeah, well, actually, I have a question, and you can get to know me if you
all
like.
Right, let's
first,
have
AM and the PM.
Thank you. Let's have the question.
So, Frank, I do a radio show on my college radio station, and I wanted to learn from the best. How can I make my radio show better?
All right, you want to learn from the breast. Get McGraw in here.
Yeah, Marvin Kilcorn.
Get him in here. Get cornbread in here. What is it you want to know?
Well, how can I improve my ratings? How can I get, I don't want to steal what you do, but I want to be better at this radio game. And if you had any tips, I would definitely appreciate it.
Okay, first of all, if I knew how to get better ratings, I'd be doing it for myself. That's the first thing. So I don't know the answer to that. And the second thing is, I don't know what do you do? Are you a newscaster, sportscaster, political commentator, you music guy? What do you do?
I do a talk show. So when I pitched this to the college, I said, I want to be a cross between Howard Stern and Frank Opinion.
And they still let you on?
They did. Can you believe that?
Wow.
Well, ask me any specifically. I'll help you with anything I can. I don't know just in general terms what to tell you because we're all different. I'm not you. You're not me. You probably are smarter than I am. You probably know about things I don't know about. I can tell you I can sum up my whole career very simply. One, it's an accident. I studied to be an optometrist. That's not a joke. It's an accident, like a lot of things in life are. And two, I do not consider myself a broadcaster. I think if I were in a room with 100 applicants for a radio station, a real radio station looking for a broadcaster, I wouldn't get the job. It's an accident. I happen to be able to do two things. I can tell a story or a joke, which is kind of a story, and I love to sell. And that's kind of it. And I like to talk to people one-on-one. I don't like stage performance. I don't like to be in front of people. I'm not into that. That's not what I do. But I love to talk individually to listeners. And I enjoy a good story as much as I like to tell a good story. And that pretty much sums me up. I don't know what else to tell you. I don't know any tricks to do with your voice. I don't have a great voice. I never have. It's very average. I don't have one of those James Earl Jones voices. You have a fairly average voice, but I can understand you. You can communicate. You enunciate. And it's a college station, is that what you said?
That's right.
And where's the station?
It's the University of Missouri, St. Louis, the U.
How old are you?
I'm 27.
All right, what do you want to do when you get out of there? You want to be on radio?
I'm actually studying international business.
Okay, very very smart.
Yeah.
Okay. So you don't want to stay in the radio business?
I would do it if I got a gig, but
First of all, you may not get a gig, and if you do, it won't pay anything. And I'm being as serious as I can be. The
right.
Radio business now. If I were 21 or 23 or whatever, and I starting over, I can't imagine this would be what I'd end up doing because it's not what it was, and. It's and TV and newspaper, even magazines, publications. Newsweek is going out of print pretty soon, going online. There's just less and less out there. There are fewer jobs that actually pay any real money. And I think international business, wow, are you smart to go that direction? Because that, on the other hand, is something that they're going to need more and more people who can travel, who can speak other languages, who can negotiate, who can sell, who can buy. I think you're very smart to do that. Are you married?
No.
No.
That's
three
good.
No's.
That's good.
Is there any? I hope that helped. I don't know if it did or not. Is there anything else?
No. I mean, I thank you for the words of inspiration there. But we're good.
All right. When are you on the air?
Actually, start 7 o'clock tonight. 7 o'clock Thursdays.
Yeah, what's the frequency?
If you're on the campus, it's 1620 AM, but otherwise you have to stream it online at umselradio.com.
Yeah, those campus stations, they got about a three-block radius.
Yeah.
I've been there. WSIE-FM, Edwardsville, Illinois, went on the air September 4th, 1970, at 10 o'clock in the morning. The very first day that I uttered one word over any radio station's airwaves or sat in front of a microphone, September 4th, 1970, 10 a.m.
Some have decent signals, though.
The
Lindenwood station goes
pretty
far.
Hey, that Edwardsville thing, let me tell you something. It's not a shabby signal, 88.7. Blair, good luck to you.
All right, thanks.
Thanks for listening, and thanks for calling. All right, we're running late here. Shoot, that's my fault. I went way too long. We're having a little trouble locating Mr. Londoff, so if he doesn't mind, I'm going to do this for him. And I'm not going to do what he normally does or what sometimes he asks me to do, and maybe he'll fire me, maybe he won't. But he likes to do the this much off this model and this much off that one, and here's how many are in stock. Here's what I'd rather do. I'd rather go back to what I always like to talk about, and that is what a pleasure it is to do business at Johnny Londoff Chevrolet. Now, that's not the only dealership in the world where you can go and buy a vehicle and have a pleasant experience. I don't like people that sell like that. You're not going to find a deal like this anywhere else, no matter how you shop all you want, or nobody can match our price. Well, you know, I'm sure there's somebody can match the price at Johnny Londoff Chevrolet. I'm sure there are other nice people. In fact, I have a very good friend who just purchased a vehicle at another dealership, and it was an import name, and he said it was a wonderful experience. But you know what? Johnny Londoff is AM and the PM, and he is one of the three biggest advertisers we have, making this show possible in a time that it's tougher and tougher, one, to get advertisers, and two, to keep them. Loyalty. Loyalty's becoming hard to come by. And then add to that the fact that forget all that. Forget what I just said, and then just think about this. It's just a flat-out, really great family business, a great place to buy a vehicle. They're not big on imported chandeliers and marble from Italy and the fanciest showroom in town. They've been sitting in the same spot for 50 years or so up at the Washington Elizabeth off exit off 270. It's very nice and it's clean and you can eat off the showroom floor, but it's the people. A Chevy is a Chevy. You buy a cruise anywhere else, it's pretty much the same cruise, but it's not the same experience. And I've met lots of car dealers. I've owned a lot of cars. I'm going to tell you something that's going to make you think I'm a sick, sick person, and I am. I have owned in my life over 100 cars. Now, I used to keep them on a computer.
That's
and then
sick.
I looked at it one time and I thought, man, this is a disease. I mean, I've slowed that process down. But my point is, I know a little bit about buying cars. And I know a little bit about dealerships, and I've met and worked with and for on the air, lots of dealerships. And there's a salesman at this station who said to me about 6-7 years ago. He said, "Have you ever met John Landoff Jr.?" And I said, "No, I met his dad, but I've never met him." And he said, "He's probably the nicest car dealer I've ever worked with, and he's worked with lots of them because he's in radio sales." And that trickles down to the rest of his staff. That's it. That's my pitch. Do us a favor. Do yourself a favor. Let them know your AM and the PM. Get yourself a great deal. Enjoy your new Chevy car, truck, SUV, whatever it is. You know where they are. Washington Elizabeth exit off Interstate 270. Johnny Landoff Chevrolet.
And Frank Ladd's here to fill you in on any traffic problems there may be out there. Frank?
Well, we do have an accident reported now northbound on 170, the exit to St. Charles Rock Road. That one is partially blocked there. Starting to see a little bit of volume headed into downtown St. Louis, too, crossing the Poplar Street Bridge. Yesterday, the stretch of road between the Poplar Street Bridge and 14th Street westbound on 64, it was the right lane that was closed. Now it's the two left lanes that are closed, so just pay attention to that as you make your way across the Poplar and are working your way over towards Highway 64 westbound. Slow go through that construction zone. Starting to see just a little bit of volume now headed eastbound on Highway 70, passing Madison and Salisbury. That stretch there headed towards the Poplar, eastbound on Highway 70 towards the cross section. Southbound on 270, a little extra volume now between Manchester and Geordie Ferry. It's something that's brought to you by the new Kia Optima Limited Midsize Sedan. Elegant performance technology. To learn more, visit your St. Louis area Kia retailer or go to mykiastlouis.com. From the Gulf and Oakland Traffic Center, Frank Ladd on the Big 550 ATRS.
Coming up on McGraw in the Morning.
Join us Friday morning when we'll ask retired law enforcement officials from around the country what they think of legalizing marijuana. Plus, David Blaustein with a couple of movies, and there's a new veterans project. It's fantastic. We'll tell you all about it. Join us Friday morning.
McGraw in the Morning. Weekdays from 6 to 10 on the Talk of St. Louis. The Big 550 KTRS.
Join the fun Garden View Care Center style at the KTRS Baby Boomer Expo November 11th between 11 and 3 p.m. at the Ameristar Casino in St. Charles. Hi, everybody. McGraw and Millhaven here. Remember to stop by the Garden View Care Center booth at the Baby Boomer Expo and register to win a framed collectible World Series picture autographed by Cardinal World Series greats Bob Gibson and Lou Brock, among others. Between 11:45 and 12:45, meet Cards broadcaster John Rooney in person at the Garden View Care Center booth. John will be autographing baseballs for the first 24 visitors. Taste great, free, fun food prepared by Garden View Care Center chefs. Enjoy free chair massage, play Wii games, and join in on the Zumba demonstrations at the main stage sponsored by Garden View Care Centers. Garden View Care Center brings the fun at the KTRS Baby Boomer Expo and the Ameristar Casino in St. Charles. From 11 to 3, join the fun at the Baby Boomer Expo, November 11th between 11 and 3, courtesy of Garden View Care Center.
Whoever came up with the saying, put your money where your mouth is, must have had some dental work done. Just a filling can cost over $100. And other procedures like crowns and root canals can cost you hundreds more. Without dental insurance, you could be putting a lot of money where your mouth is. Fortunately, you can get dental insurance for less than a dollar a day. This isn't a discount plan. This is real dental insurance that can cover over 300 procedures. Everything from cleanings and fillings to crowns and dentures. To have a free information kit mailed directly to you, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-300-0855. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired or on Medicare. You can see any dentist you choose and never pay a deductible. Get coverage for less than a dollar a day and put less money where your mouth is. For your free information kit with all the details, call 1-800-300-0855. 1-800-300-0855.
Suffering with the discomfort of stiff, achy joints is bad enough. But what makes it even worse is the disappointment that comes from incomplete joint products that just don't work. But now, you can finally get relief from your discomfort and disappointment thanks to Instaflex, the first complete joint solution that's now the number one seller at GNC. Instaflex is number one because, unlike others that only disappoint you, its fast-acting complete formula can start relieving your joint discomfort in just a few days. And now, as part of a nationwide giveaway, you can get a complimentary two-week sample of fast-acting Instaflex just by calling 1-800-900-6110. Complimentary samples are not available in stores, but if you call now, we'll ship your sample straight to your door. But hurry, supplies are very limited. Great for your knees, hands, even your hips. Instaflex is available at GNC, Rite Aid Pharmacies, and Vitamin World. But remember, you can only get your complimentary two-week sample by calling now, 1-800-900-6110. That's 1-800-900-6110.
Do you want to get more out of your multivitamin? Hi, everybody. McGraw-Milhaven here. I want to tell you about Neovitin, a daily multivitamin and antioxidant supplement that not only gives your body a sensible dose of 20 different vitamins and minerals, but it also provides you with four separate antioxidants. These four antioxidants provide your body with additional nutritional support that many other multivitamins don't. It's like taking five different supplements in one. Neovitin is made right here in the U.S. by a certified good manufacturing practice facility, and a portion of the proceeds from the sale of Neovitin are donated to cancer charities and research. Neovitin is available at all Deerberg's pharmacies and Schnucks pharmacies by request, and for a full list of retailers and for more information, visit neovitin.com. That's N-E-O-V-I-T-I-N, neovitin.com. Deerberg's and Schnucks pharmacies by request or neovitin.com.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Outdoor banners.
Detailing your one-of-a-kind product offering.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you grow your business.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
And your customer base.
Design services, presentations, shipping.
So you go to the one place that has it all and prints it right.
Staples.
Right now, buy 250 business cards, postcards, flyers, or brochures and get 250 free. Details in-store or at staples.com/color. Ends 11-10-12. Staples. That was easy.
Don't miss Missouri Tiger football right here on the Big 550 KTRS, fueled by Purina Pro Plan. Join Pro Plan on Facebook for exclusive fan offers and help your dog achieve greatness.
Rib City, real barbecue and great ribs. If you have to pick up a knife to eat their baby back ribs, they'll pick up your meal. In DePere and Cottleville, RibCitySt.Louis.com.
Don't miss the Kickoff Countdown Show live from the Mizzou store in the Chesterfield Valley every Friday night from 6 to 8 p.m. with Jim Holder. Jim will update you on everything you need to know about this week's University of Missouri football game. Plus, there'll be special guests from Mizzou. Make sure to tune in or stop by every Friday at the Mizzou store in Chesterfield to get all your Tiger info. It's the Kickoff Countdown Show, 6 p.m. Fridays on the Big 550 KTRS. We are Mizzou.
That cannot be all the commercial.
Oh, for now. We have more later.
All right, we're gonna jump right in here because we have a lot of phones. Brenda's been holding a long, long time, and I appreciate that. Hello, Brenda. How are you?
Hi. I'm fine. Thank you.
What can we do?
I have a couple more words for you that don't use letters that they have.
Okay.
Bordeaux,
but that's not a word used. Yeah, it's not used often, but you're right. The X.
How about xylophone?
Oh, good one.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
That's a real good one.
Yeah. Can we get to know
you?
Brenda, can we get to know you? Do you mind if we take a minute to get to know you?
For a little bit. Go ahead.
Okay.
Getting to know you. Getting to know.
First of all, Brenda, how old are you?
55.
Favorite age.
Yeah.
Are you married?
Yes, I am, very happily.
How long?
24 years.
And you say very happily. When somebody says very happily, it's different than just happily. Why do you put the very in front of it? What makes it such a happy marriage?
I hope that there's another 24.
Listen to this woman.
That's beautiful.
Are you a good cook? Do you cook for your husband?
Oh, yes. Yeah. My husband was 200 pounds when we got married, and now he's 230, I think.
Hang on, I'm just trying in my mind to imagine what it'd be like to have a wife that cooks. No, I can't do it.
And are you fine with those extra pounds on him?
Oh yeah.
Oh boy.
Listen to this woman.
That is great. All the right places.
If he ever dumps you, will you call me?
I sure will. You're after Dan.
I'm after Dan.
Oh man.
Wow. If you put Dan ahead of me, I don't want anything to do with you. Yeah, I'm out. Brenda, do you have kids?
No, I'm sorry. We weren't blessed with children.
Do you work?
I did, but now I'm disabled.
Okay. You know what? I'm just a person that does this. Can I ask what the disability is?
Yeah, I had failed back surgery. I've had 4 back surgeries. I have a cage back there, a rod, and everything else.
Whoa!
Oh. Yeah.
So are you able to move around?
Oh, yeah. I can walk for a short amount of time.
Yeah.
And I'm also diabetic, and I've got neuropathy in my feet and my hands.
Oh.
Wow. Now, would your husband work?
Yes, he does. Very hard.
What does he do?
He works for a car parts company, and he's a sales and service rep.
Now, by the way, did you hear what she said? Yes, he does. Very hard.
Yeah.
How about this woman? You know, if somebody asked my wife, hey, does your husband work? Nah, he's on the radio.
Yeah.
That's what she's saying. Brenda, it was a pleasure talking to you, and good luck with your health and all that stuff, and we're glad to have you as a listener.
Oh, thank you so much. Bye, Dan.
Bye, Brenda.
Well, that, you know what? Like a knife in the heart.
Wow.
Man.
Just drive a knife, take a butcher knife, and just jam it right in my
Got
heart.
Got the hots Bye. For Dan.
Oh.
Woo. You know what she didn't mention? She's probably blind.
What?
She's never seen. She's got that back thing going. I bet she's blind, too, because she's never been able to go and look at Dan. That changed everything. Let's go to John. Hello, John. How are you?
Yeah, just talking about these movies, Thanksgiving Day movies, and you just mentioned Blind. And that brings up Blind Side. Did you see that one or not?
Oh, with what's her name? The Blind Side.
Sandra Bullock?
Sandra Bullock, Tim McGraw.
Okay, but that's not really a Thanksgiving movie, is it? That's a Thanksgiving scene in it.
There's a big scene in it anyway. That's other than that, it probably isn't. But
anyway,
A Miracle on 34th Street. That's considered a Christmas movie, but actually takes place on Thanksgiving Day, Macy's Parade.
And that's a good point. That's a very good point on what we now call Black Friday.
Oh, yeah, right.
Yeah.
And there was one other one you probably didn't see. These are old ones, though, with Plymouth Adventure, Spencer Tracy, Gene Tierney. Anyway, I just happened to run on to these Thanksgiving Day movies that we probably... But anybody see Blindside?
Yeah.
No, I didn't see it.
Oh, with Bullocks? You didn't see that?
Sandra
Bullock? Oh, man, it's a good movie. True story.
I haven't seen it either.
Oh, come on. It's a true story. Get with it. You got to watch it. It's really good. John, you're obviously an old codger if you know about Gene Tierney. Do you mind if we take a minute to get to know you?
Yeah, I'm 82. One of them old codgers from
Let's get to know John here a little bit better. Exactly. How old are you, John?
82.
Is that 82?
Yeah. You know what? You don't sound 82. Let me tell you what I tell other people your age who call. The reason you sound younger, you've chosen not to listen to the voice of Del Mar Gardens, the old station, and that's going to keep you young like you are now. Are you married?
No, I'm never married, but I have 10 brothers. I came from one of 11, and there's all of them are married except me.
You got any girlfriends? Lady
but
friends?
I like dancing, right?
You like dancing.
I'm a dancing fool. And
that gets the chicks, by the way.
Yeah.
Girls love a guy that dances.
Oh, yeah, man, do they.
Now,
all they need to do is be dancing out on the floor, and you come up, dancing. Well, man, that's one way to get acquainted.
Now, John, you mentioned you're not married, but you have a lot of brothers and sisters who are. Is their misery what kept you away from marriage? And you just consciously...
That's exactly it. You hit it right on the head. Nail on the head.
I see
all that they've gone through in raising their kids, and I don't want no part of that.
Did you work? What did you do, or do you do?
I worked for Ralston Purina before it turned over to be Nestle's. It's owned by Nestle's now.
Never heard of it.
But I worked down there in a laboratory, and my claim to fame is I worked beside a guy who worked for Henry Ford, saw Henry Ford every day. And he used to show me, talk to me about Henry Ford, how he would go around in 1939 and demonstrate how a car would be made out of no metal, in other words, or made pretty much out of plastic. And this was just before the war. And so, but when the war came on, why they had to get rid of all this, he showed me a picture of Henry Ford with a sledgehammer hitting the back end of a trunk of a car, and then he would demonstrate that he could just push that out. And
wow.
But anyway, that's what he did.
Anyway.
But that all turned over to the non-metallic car was fiberglass after the war.
Here's a little bit of trivia for you. I happen to know about that photograph you're talking about, and you know who the guy is with Henry Ford showing him how the sledgehammer dent can be removed. It's Ebenezer Schaefer, Steve Schaefer's great-great-grandfather.
Ebenezer?
Yeah.
Wow.
Ebenezer Schaefer.
No way.
Yeah. Yeah. John, we have to run. We have to run, but it was a pleasure getting...
I feel blessed that you pulled off that pun on me, because that's very punny.
Very punny.
All right, John, thanks for listening.
Okay, thank you. Okay,
bye-bye. Bye-bye. That's my new favorite thing.
We may
do this every day. Now, here's another of my new favorite things. It's going to be yours, too, and that's going to a Meanies. Now, I'm not going to give you, you know, every time we, as long as the sale's going on, you know, if you buy these things, you get this thing. But I'll give you the one of the three that I've been throwing out there, and it'll give you an example of how much you can get for these Amini's bucks. Amini's bucks are depending on how much you purchase. You know, for every purchase, you get so many bucks, and you can use those bucks to get something else. Now, usually with a deal like this, there's some kind of gimmicks, a lot of fine print. No, there's not. Take your bucks and knock yourself out, get whatever you want. I'll give you an example here. Now, here are a couple of things that any fun room in the house anybody's house, these two things would make that room even more fun. I'm talking about a Hampton drawer pool table and a 14-foot sterling shuffleboard. You got a pool table, you got a shuffleboard. You buy those, you automatically have enough Amini's bucks for a killer digital jukebox. And I don't mean a countertop jukebox. You know the old diners where you go sit at a table and they have a little jukebox on the table? I'm talking about the floor up, you know, 4 foot tall, however tall they are, real jukebox. And then there are other examples of you buy these things, you get this thing. And I have to say thank you to the couple. I don't know their names, but Mr. Amini sent me an email yesterday, and he said a couple walked in there, announced proudly their AM and the PM, without blinking, dropped $15,000, bought some great stuff for their home for the holidays, and then, of course, got enough Amini's bucks to get some other great stuff. Whoever you are, thank you. I also want to point out, you don't have to go into Amini's and spend $15,000. You can spend $150. You can get yourself a great digital dartboard. They start at $100. You can get a ping pong table. You can get all kinds of things. Get lighting at the Jaffe Lighting Selection upstairs. Maybe you want a massage chair or a home theater chair with billowy leather. Just go in this place. It is fun. It's just flat out fun. Some things are priced up there. Lots of things are not. Walk the store. Amini's. It is their second annual biggest sale ever. AMINIS. Amini's.com.
Time for a look at the highways with Frank Ladd. Hello, Frank.
Hello, Dan. Something to be concerned about. We saw a little bit of it yesterday. Saw a little bit of it on Wednesday. People flocking back to Highway 70. There's some concern for MoDOT. The folks are not sticking with their alternate routes and taking 370 and 364. So that's certainly what you want to do is this afternoon rush hour. Use those alternates because remember, you go from 10 lanes down to 6 lanes essentially on the Blanchett Bridge. So that's a lot less space for all those cars to go. So start to see some volume now westbound on the Blanchett Bridge, approaching from the Earth City Expressway. Have reports of a stall westbound on Highway 70 just before the Earth City Expressway as well on the right shoulder. Working with a stall northbound on 270 just past Ladue, reportedly in the left lane. Southbound on 55 before Butler Hill, the right lane. There's a stall report there as well. Southbound on 270, it's a slow stretch now between 64 and Doherty Ferry. Westbound on 64 out of the city, slow going between Kings Highway and McCausland, then again 270 to Mason. And you're heavy headed into downtown St. Louis, crossing the Poplar from about mid-span
into downtown, then heavy through that construction zone westbound on 64 through downtown. But they brought to you by Kohl's Department Store. It's Kohl's two-day sale. Night Owls, Friday from 3 p.m. till midnight, and Early Birds, Saturday from 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. Get $10 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. Details are at the store. Kohl's, expect great things. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Frank Lab and the Big 550 KTRS.
As a small business owner, you've probably heard how Constant Contact helps small businesses grow with email marketing. And you may be asking, could it really work for me? Well, consider this. Every dollar small business owners spend on email marketing puts $40 back in their pockets. So it's no surprise that 2 out of 3 of them plan to invest more in email this year. Now you may be asking, how can I get a piece of that action? Simple. Just visit ConstantContact.com to start your free email marketing trial today.
I mean, like, I'm up right now.
You're up.
See, normally you give me, like, you point or something when the thing's ending, and this time it just abruptly ended.
I did.
And you give me a notice.
You snuck up on me.
Apologize to me in front of everybody.
I'm sorry.
Okay. Sorry what?
Sorry.
Okay. Play that thing. Oh, I'm sorry. Play that thing. You got that handy? I like to hear it.
No, I'm sorry.
There you go. Okay. Well, you're forgiven. Oh boy. Stick around because we have Dawn Meadows Dixon coming up next hour, and she's going to review a movie for this. This is the good time of the year for movies. The good movies are coming out. American Equity Mortgage, off the air a while ago, and you folks couldn't hear it, but we were just chatting about how long American Equity Mortgage has been part of the show. And it has been, it's been 20 years, over 20 years, because the year they went into business, They came on with us. They've been on every week since. That is the kind of loyalty you don't find anymore. Now, here's the other thing that you need to know about American Equity Mortgage. They're very easy to work with, and they work quickly. Nothing more frustrating than waiting to hear back about whether or not you're approved for a loan. It's been 3 weeks, I haven't heard anything, and then the person you talked to originally is not the person that called you back. They have a reputation for getting it done, as Larry the Cable Guy would say, fast. Check in to all that's available to you from American Equity Mortgage, 314-878-9999, 4 o'clock.
From ABC.